PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm very glad to be joined today by David Bergstein. He is a CPA and tax analyst of CCH Complete Tax, an online tax prep and e-filing solution for taxpayers to discuss what's new for this tax filing season. And David, with people just starting to think about their 2007 income tax returns, what are some of the tax savings opportunities they should keep in mind?
They should be aware of the various credits, exemptions, deductions, and exclusions, and how they've changed from last year, and understand whether they're eligible or not to take advantage of these things.
And which are better, the exemptions, deductions, credits, or exclusions?
That's an excellent question. All serve a purpose, but each relates to what tax bracket you're in. In some cases, exemptions are better. In some cases, deductions are better. But typically, everybody always wants to have credits and exclusions, because credits are a dollar-for-dollar reduction in the tax. And if you can exclude something, that's even better, because you don't have to pay tax on things you can exclude.
So what are some of the exemptions that those out there should keep in mind for 2007?
Well, everyone should keep in mind that, for instance, the personal exemption has gone up. It's increased to $3,400 per person. One of the big significant things is the last-minute changes made by Congress late last year, meaning that few individuals will be impacted by the AMT, the alternative minimum tax. With the AMT exemption now increased to $44,350 for singles, and $66,250 for filing jointly, which is going to save people this year. And this might change next year, so people should start to really pay attention to it.
And how about credits and deductions for this last year?
For 2007, the standard deduction for singles and married filing separately and heads of household have all gone up. Singles, $5,350. Heads of household, $7,850. And married filing jointly, $10,700. Which basically means that if you're married filing jointly and your gross income is less than $10,700, you're not going to worry about paying taxes. And then if you add in your exemptions on top of that, if your income's your AGI or what we call adjusted gross income or gross income is less than $16,000, I'm just giving a general number, you're really not going to worry about paying taxes, but you should file to get your refund. The standard mileage rate for 2007 has gone up to 48.5 cents per mile for business use. So if you're an employee or using your car for business, you'll be able to take a mileage deduction if you're eligible for employee business expenses. If you're doing charitable work, the mileage rate's gone up to 14 cents per mile. And for those taxpayers who are driving a car to go to the doctor or moving, the mileage rate's gone up to 20 cents per mile. A couple of other deductions that people should be aware of, the IRA deduction. The maximum IRA deduction allowed per person to be contributed this year is $4,000 in 2007. And if you're over 50, you get an additional $1,000 catch-up, so you can actually plow $5,000 into an IRA. Now, the IRA deduction is one of the few things that people can do this year in 2008 to affect their 2007 return, because you can make your IRA contribution all the way up till April 15, 2008. Some people may be adopting children, and there's a adoption credit, and the maximum credit allowed for an adoption is $11,390, and it does phase out when your AGI, modified adjusted gross income, is over a certain amount. The energy credit. If you installed energy-saving items in your home, like added installation, replaced windows or doors in 2007, you could be eligible for a credit of up to $500.
And what are the changes and exclusions that people should know about also?
Okay, from an exclusion standpoint, I would think most people don't need to worry, but if you're inheriting money and someone has an estate, the amount that can be excluded from an estate or an estate tax purpose is $2 million in 2007. But some things that typically affect most taxpayers is if their parents or relatives are giving them gifts, the amount of gifts that can be excluded from taxes is $12,000 per taxpayer for 2007. That generally helps out people if people want to give gifts to their children.
And if you can rely on tax software to do all of your taxes for you, do you really need to know all that much about the details of taxes?
You definitely need to know about taxes. Two things that never go away in life are death and taxes. And one of the things that everyone in life is always trying to avoid but not evade is paying income taxes. But you should read about it. You should know what you should be doing, i.e. the example, making an IRA contribution for 2008 right now. And you learn more interest on it and you learn more interest tax-free. But really, you should be using tax software like CCH Complete Tax to prepare your and file a return, because it does all the mathematics, it asks all the questions, it makes sure you don't miss out on credits or deductions that you don't even know you're eligible for. Someone who's going to college might be thinking, well, am I entitled to an education credit? And there's two types of credits. One may be more advantageous than the other, and an application like CCH Complete Tax will walk you through giving you the right answer.
And David, lastly, what types of resources are available for helping with this?
The best resources to me that are available are really the online tools. The CCH Tax Guide, which is available on the CCH Complete Tax site at www.completetax.com, and it's for free. It covers the basics of what you want to know for 2007. It also provides the tax basics for tax planning. And there's a tax tips newsletter out there that lets you know what goes on. If you have complex issues, you really should speak to a CPA.
All right, David, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today, and I thank you for coming on and answering a lot of questions about some tax-saving tips, and I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you, and we look forward to having a smooth tax season and letting people file their taxes quickly, early, and getting their refunds back.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company, this work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.